Here's a little bonus one for today, because I thought I ought to just comment on this LVCR, which is a real shame for everyone that's employed in that industry. And the states have got to do everything they can to retrain these people and get them back into employment. And we may need to have a look, a very quick look at what sort of licenses are being granted. We're nearly approaching 500 unemployed, and that is not a very happy situation. There's a lot of questions here. I mean, first of all, I think it's absolutely disgraceful that our policy council have not commented at this time, which is just after 1 o'clock on Friday. Jersey were on the television last night giving their case and explaining the situation. Where's our policy council? Where's the explanation of what happened? I'd like to know what happened. I mean, for example, I feel very sorry for people like Rodney Brouard, who is a local and has been in shipping his flowers for years and years and years and years. Why did we allow the DVD and CD people to come in here who basically bought in container loads of stuff and just turned it round in a warehouse? They didn't print anything, like Moonpig, for example. They didn't grow anything. All they did was brought stuff in and shipped it back. I'd like to know why they allowed that to happen. And if they say, oh, we couldn't stop them, yes, you could, because you're the states. You can make a law. You could do whatever you like because you are the states. And these businesses that just really, really exploited the law and basically, in my view, stuck two fingers up at the British government shouldn't have been allowed in, because now it's spoilt for everyone. I think the British government were quite happy to allow people like Rodney Brouard and send their flowers and these small things over to the UK. But when it got to the point of just really deliberately flouting the law, you know, a law is a law, and a lot of people will turn a little blind eye to some things. But this is really was a step too far, I think, in allowing DVD and CD people in here. So we are where we are now. But I think there'll have to be questions asked. We're told, oh, we've got external relations and we have a great relationship. Well, hang on a minute. If you've been going over to the UK and having a dialogue with them, how the hell did it get to the point when the UK felt that they had to take it away? Why couldn't this have been sorted out behind the scenes and the UK government said, look here, we're quite happy with people like Rodney Brouard sending his flowers over and, you know, the few vitamin people and stuff like that. But this, with the DVDs and CDs, which is the thing that everyone campaigned against in the UK, is just a step too far now. If you guys can get that under control, all right, we'll be happy to kind of keep looking the other way in terms of stuff coming in. It really, really beggars belief that there haven't been conversations and that this wasn't sorted out before. So I'd like to know, what were external relations doing and why didn't Commerce and Employment actively discourage companies from coming in and just really sticking two fingers up at the UK revenue and customs? So anyway, that's my two pennyworth for it. I just hope that the businesses, some businesses can survive. I hope that I feel very sorry for anyone that's lost their job, and I hope that they can get either retrained or got into other jobs as quickly as possible. It's a very unhappy situation. And I fear that we are going to see our unemployment level go over 500, and that is a very, very sad situation. Okay, well, that's my extra audio booth for today. I'm up at Bossa Shore tonight, meeting a lot of the other candidates. We're getting taught how to walk around the island and one or two other election issues from the very amusing Deputy Registrar, which is David Rebilliard. I think he's great. Okay, that's it from Kev. Don't forget, vote for me in St. Samson's. Thank you.